Hey, this is the Ghost Effect Gym. Super! And it's time for a brand new edition of the Morning Disaster with Ray and Nikki, who always wanted me. Super.
Oh, hi, Fake Jim. It's a very nice way to start the show today. Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
I could see you, Nikki. My spirit is floating around in your house right now.
Good, it can go do the dishes.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to check out and see if you have any panties on. Yeah. No panties. Super.
Are you not wearing panties today, Nikki?
No.
Oh, my head. What is this? Oh, you're doing something else. No panties on.
I just woke up.
No panties on, but she's freshly shaven. Wonder what's going on with that.
Hey, you're right, Fake Jim. I wonder why Nikki is shaving. Did you have a party this weekend or something?
No.
My goodness. You just feel like, you know, getting yourself done up or what?
No. I'm always shaven.
Oh, I don't know how that works. I don't have to shave, you know. But I figured, like, if it was the weekend, if the weekend was coming up and I didn't have, like, a date or a party or something, I'd probably let it go a few days. You know?
Just the thing whenever you get in the shower.
Really?
It's easier to keep up.
Oh, and she does some, there's some good long strokes on the side, obviously. Super.
Thank you, Ghost of Jim. So you're, there's long strokes? Not even sure what that means.
She uses long strokes on the side, obviously. And then when she gets to the good part, she uses short strokes. Yeah.
It's like he's almost there. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I was there. Yeah, super.
Whatever. Disgusto.
The Ghost of Fake Jim. I had no idea. Did Fake Jim die when Jim died?
Yes.
Fake Jim died in 1994. Idiot, you're the one that had me killed.
Oh, that's right. I guess I did. Didn't
you? Nope. Yeah. He's no longer able to be resurrected.
Yeah.
I don't need to be resurrected. There's lots of pussy up here in heaven.
Good Lord.
And a goat.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. Goodness gracious.
And it's all super. Yeah. I mean, a lot of hot guys up here, too. For Jim. But for me, there's lots of pussy.
And that is just, that's offensive. Stop it right now. My heavens. That's terrible.
What's really offensive is Janet Reno's up there now.
Janet Reno. She's up here now?
Yep.
Hold on, let me fly to where she is. Where is the R section? Let's see, there's B's and C. Oh, let me look for Charo. Charo must not be dead yet, because I don't see her up here. Super. Let me see. Who's that? I was looking for Elvira. Is she still alive, too?
Yes, she's still alive.
Damn it. Let me see. Let me go to the Oz. Hold on. This is Fake Jim reporting live from heaven. I'm looking for Janet Reno. Let me see. I think she must brand new. Is she brand new, Nikki?
Yes.
She must have just come up here to heaven. Yeah. Let me see. Janet Reno. She's in the check-ins. Oh, she's waiting for her room. Yeah, super. Let me check her panties. Oh, my. Oh, heavens.
What happened, Fake Jim?
Oh. I just saw one of the most horrible things I've ever seen.
Oh, let's just stop this right now.
Let's just stop it.
Poor Janet Reno. My goodness. What happened to Janet Reno?
She died overnight.
I mean, like, what do we know? What was it?
She'd been battling Parkinson's for 20 years.
Really? How old is she? Yeah. I mean, she's got to be pretty old, right?
Yeah.
It's 20-some-odd years ago when she was made, when Clinton, when Clinton named her.
Oh, more like 30.
Well, no, it was 90, it was in the 90s, wasn't it? Like 92?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's almost 30.
When you're in heaven, your Parkinson's goes away. She's not shaking now. Which is a shame, because I like to put parts of my body in her shaking hand. It doesn't even feel like work to her. Super.
Now stop. That is offensive to both the poor memory of Janet Reno and to anyone with Parkinson's disease.
Super.
Anyway, so fake Jim. It's okay. I haven't heard from fake Jim in a while. It's nice to hear from him.
Hopefully it'll be a while before we hear from him again.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm up here in heaven, and even I think it's going to be a long time before I'm back on again with you guys. Yeah,
so, hey, guess what?
What?
Tomorrow is election day. Finally, huh? It's finally going to happen.
I think I'm going to puke.
Why? Are you... are you scared?
Yes.
Seriously, are you really scared about Trump?
Yes.
Can I ask what's making you scared?
Because there are enough idiots in this country.
Yeah.
That it just might happen.
You think there's enough people to where they're going to show up and vote for Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard people say that. Like people say that because they go, "Oh, you know, his rallies are so big, and the people that like him, they really like him, and blah blah blah." You know.
Yeah. Cutthroat about it.
I'll tell you something. Hillary Clinton's going to win huge.
I hope.
Yeah, she will. You know what? I was worried about that, too. I was worried about the Trump people, and there's so many of them showing up to his, you know.
He's called for people to come, quote, monitor the election.
Well, they can monitor all they want, but he can only vote once, you know.
I'm afraid it can become a violent kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, well.
And that's going to turn some people away that are going to be scared.
Well, I think that we're going to see. There's every election you get people that are scared, you know. But I'll tell you what, Trump is forcing people to show up. People that usually don't show up are showing up because it's Trump, you know. He's
right.
So he's had a very I think for people afraid of that, I think he's going to make people vote who haven't voted in a long time, people who are big fans of his,
mm-hmm.
but also people who don't want him are going to show up and vote.
I hope.
And they've been doing it. Even if you look at in the early voting states, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of people showing up and voting early, okay? And mm-hmm. and there were, but when it first opened up, there were Trump fans galore voting. But when they all vote, that's it. Then the rest is people showing up to vote against him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing, especially the Latinos, man. It's like my people. My people don't want this guy to win after the horrible things he said about Latinos and still
right.
and continues to say about Latinos. So I just think, and people say, oh, those rallies are so big. Yeah, but it's every single person that's a fan of his. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Every mm-hmm. Trump supporter, all of them go to his rallies. They all go. Where a lot of Democrats, when Hillary Clinton's around, they go, screw that, we're not going. We're going to vote for her anyway. We don't have to go to a rally.
Right.
So I think there's the difference.
I hope so.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but I have a feeling that it's going to be, it will be everybody, voting the way that they feel. And I feel that most people are amused by his running, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think the people out there are, you know. I don't think anybody's really there are some people that are excited about it, but for the most part, people are just amused. And
I think a lot of people really hate Hillary.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, and I know Penny, I know there's nothing wrong with Republicans. I have so many friends that are Republicans. But mm-hmm. the ones that are just Republican, you know, they even tell me, they go, yeah, what a shitty election. I'd be like, why is it shitty? They go, because neither candidate is worth the blah, blah, blah. Now, I disagree with the statement that neither candidate is any good, because I personally, and I don't talk a lot about this, but I personally think Hillary Clinton's a fantastic candidate. I really do. I mean, that's me. That's what I believe. You could disagree with me all you want. That's your prerogative. Fine. But I think she's a great candidate. Now, even the ones that tell me this, that they don't like, I go, so who are you going to vote for? They go, oh, I've got no choice. I've got to vote for Hillary. That's what they say. And I say, well, why not your boy Trump? And they always say, for starters, he's not my boy. But they'll say, oh, I can't. They'll say, oh, I can't vote for him. They say, I just can't vote for him. So like my real Republican friends, they say, well, I can't vote for Trump. And like some of them say they're going to vote for the libertarian candidate. And I go, mm-hmm. I said, well, you might as well vote for Hillary if you're going to vote for him. So when it all comes down to it, they'd rather vote for Hillary than vote for Trump. At least that's what I've noticed in my conversations. Now, there are some people that really like what Trump says. You know, there are some people that are actually afraid of illegals, you know.
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, there are people that really, you know, and people that his new, you notice his latest thing is the whole all of politics is corrupt.
And rigged.
Everything's rigged. Everything's out to get, you know, everything is out to get the middleman, the little guy. That's why they're out to get Trump. So, listen, if you think anyone in Washington, D.C., they know who the middle class is. They know who the little guy is. Trust me, 100%, the little guy is not Donald Trump. Uh-huh. There's nobody in Washington, D.C., that says, yeah, we got to help the little guy like Donald Trump. He's not considered the little guy. And yeah, I don't like the fact that, I'll say he's right on one thing. I don't like the fact that money controls, I don't like the fact that money controls just the country in general the way it does. But I think if I look back at one president's reign, where that didn't seem to be the case, it was during the Clinton reign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, are there things we don't like? Sure, yeah. Of course there is. But there's no way I could cast a vote for Trump. So, and I think a lot of people agree with me.
And we must not forget that she was exonerated yesterday.
Yeah. That whole email bullshit. I thought it was a stupid move to go after her for the email stuff. You know, you want to know the best thing they had on Hillary Clinton? Is the speeches. If they really wanted to attack Hillary Clinton for something, they should have attacked her for, you know, the speeches to Wall Street companies. You know, going after her Goldman Sachs connections and stuff like that. But they won't do it because Donald Trump has money. You know, Donald Trump does business with Goldman Sachs every day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking advantage of those. So, yeah, Oh, well, right?
Yeah, long day.
Yeah. It's going to be cool, though. I think this is something I wanted to do, and I want listeners to join in with this, too. What time, and you could pick up the phone and call if you want, 814-0332, all right? Excuse me. It's 814-0332. You can also you can call in that way, or you can jump on Facebook, Ray Lytle, RayLytle. That's RayLytle. Also, my name on Twitter, Ray Lytle. And you can, of course, go to the Morning Disaster Facebook page, which is awesome. Just, you know, just search Ray Lytle's Maury Disaster. You'll find it immediately. Jump in there if you want. But I want to know this. What time do you think the election will be over? You know, like what time will
they... After all the lawsuits from Trump and everything?
No. I mean tomorrow night when the votes have been counted, you know, when they tally everything up, tally-ho.
Tally-ho. Super.
Thank you, Jim. When they tally it all up, what time do you think that they will be saying, NBC News will now be calling the election for, you know, which candidate? What time that's, you know, because they're going to race to see who calls the election and what time. If you remember, you know, we've called it like Obama in the last one. I think they called it, it was early. I mean, the last two Obamas won pretty handily, you know. But you go back to like Bush and Gore. That one was, and Bush and Kerry was a blowout. I think they called, I remember that we turned on I was so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch the, because I was a big Bush supporter that in his second run, you know. I wasn't overwhelmed with John Kerry. Like, I didn't dislike him or anything. There was just nothing about him that made me interested in voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought that the only thing that made me think of voting for John Kerry was that Swift boat stuff. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, they attacked him. They made up all this bullshit about him being on a Swift boat. And, the guy served in Vietnam for this mm-hmm. country. Served. And shit happened while he was there. And they somehow tried to make it look bad. And it wasn't. And, I mean, I was a big Bush supporter, but that really turned me off. I almost didn't vote for Bush because of the Swift boat stuff. Because I thought it was so unfair, and I thought it was so, and I was like, what is this Fox News every fucking day? It's Swift boat. And this stuff is just, and by the way, it's been proven to have been not true, by the way.
Right, of course.
But that pissed me off so much as just a citizen, you know. I'm like, they're attacking this guy because he was a soldier? You know, if you're going to attack somebody, you know, attack people who decided not to go. You know, let's face it, guys of the same age. You know, Donald Trump didn't go. He actually faked a medical condition to get out of going to V. He did.
I know he did.
He faked a medical condition to get out of going. You know, Bill Clinton was in college or whatever, so I don't know how that worked. But Bill Clinton, he didn't dodge, but yet, you know, he wasn't.
Eluded.
Yeah, he sure as hell didn't make an effort to go, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad went, you know. My father was there. My uncles were there. So I thought, you know, this guy's there. Now, granted, George W. Bush did he did National Guard duty or something because of who his dad was. But that duty also kept him out of going to Vietnam. And I thought, well, my father.
Is he old enough?
Yeah, George W. Bush could have gone, sure. But he stayed home and you know, he flew planes over, like, somewhere in Texas.
Yeah.
He never set foot over to Vietnam. And so, and I, like I said, I didn't dislike George Bush. I wasn't a big, Bush hater. Of course, that's back when the Republican Party was sane. But they did that Swift boat stuff, and that really turned, maybe it's when I started becoming so damn liberal, because I've always been liberal, but. It's like
a little bit.
Anybody who's listened to me over the last, 30 years of me being on the air, good Lord, I've been on the air too long. Anybody who's listened to it, you could tell where my politics lie. There's a lot of parts about Republican, not conservative, but Republican economics in the, over the last 30 years that I liked, but that's all gone away now. You know, the thing I didn't like is I didn't like the preaching about, you know, that was anti-gay and anti-this, anti-that. Everything's anti with the Republicans, you know, But I put up with it. I put up with the bullshit because I liked, because I thought they were more pragmatic. And it seemed where the Democrats would always go out on a limb for some special cause. That the Republicans were the ones that would sit back and at least have sanity and say, oh, that's good, but we can't, you know, that just costs too much. How are we going to pay for that? You know, so I did like, I always liked that part of the Republicans. Well, then they just threw that out the door. I mean, Bush spent more than any Democrat. So, you know, but it was that Swift boat thing that first did it. I was like, there's nothing that John Kerry said that I liked, but that Swift boat stuff was so just, you know,
mean.
It just seems so unneeded. And they just, right. Yeah, it was mean and they made it up. And this guy that was a fucking hero, you know, that went over there and risked, and, you know, he risked there. He could have gotten out like the other guys. He didn't. He went. He fought. So what? So they tried to get him out smoking pot. So what? He smoked a little pot in Vietnam. I'll tell you
who
what.
Who didn't?
If it was me, I would have smoked a lot of pot in Vietnam. You know, a little bastard shooting at you 24 hours a day. Fuck, get out of the way. Give me the pot. I mean, come on. And so I thought that's why I almost voted for Kerry, but I said, I just can't. I got to stick with my boy Bush. And it really wasn't Bush that was doing it. You know, it was the people around him. But I'll tell you what, I look at somebody like Trump, there's no way. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki, I think that's every. I think that's the most of the country. I think anybody out, who knows? I could be horribly wrong. There could be just a bunch of Trump supporters who are, you know, who are just, who just can't wait, and they might be in every state. Who knows? He might blow her out, but I think she's going to blow him out. I really do.
I hope so.
So when I was watching that Bush and Kerry, as I was originally saying though. They said, and now the election's over. We're closing polls here. And, you know, it was like 6 o'clock, or no, like 5 o'clock our time or something. We're in the Midwest. And they're like, well, we can now call New York for John Kerry. There was one they called for John Kerry. And then everything else was like, well, we're calling this for Bush and this for Bush and this for Bush. It's like, oh my God. And then it was like a blowout. And literally by, I think it was by 8:30 or 9:30 or something, they said.
Because they closed.
They said
the polls in California.
They weren't even closed yet.
9 o'clock our time.
Yeah, but they weren't even closed yet in California, and they had called that election for Bush already. Because I do remember a bunch of Democrats being pissed off because they called it before it was, you know, but it wasn't even close. It just wasn't close, and then Obama stuff, you know. Obama, they called pretty, you know, against McCain, it was called pretty early. And
but Nevada and Arizona are battleground states.
Are what states?
And they're not time zones.
I couldn't understand you. What was that?
Arizona and Nevada are battleground states.
Are battle zone states. Oh.
Yeah, and they're in that time zone.
Yeah, I think when I look at this year, I think it's probably going to be
midnight.
I think maybe a little early. I think maybe midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock our time, they'll call it.
Okay.
And I think it is cool, though, when they show the maps.
Mm-hmm.
And they show, you know, and the TV coverage is pretty good, usually. But I think it's going to be exceptional this year because when like most presidential candidates, like, you don't see them during the election night. You know, they sit in a room and they're watching it. I'm predicting right now that Trump is on TV the whole night.
Hillary, and there will probably be no concession speech.
Hillary is rigging the election. She's got Beyonce and Jay-Z. And they're out there MFing and N-ing this and this and this. This election's obviously being rigged. Like, you can see them saying, well, we're going to call it, like, immediately, as soon as the election coverage starts, within minutes, you're going to say, well, we're going to call New York for Hillary Clinton. And, like, Donald Trump will be on there. And now we have with us on the phone Donald Trump. That's bullshit. Obviously, she's rigged it. I bet Trump's on with, you know, breaking all kinds of tradition. And I'm all for it. I think it's great. I want to tell the people of California who are still voting to vote for Trump. Don't vote for crooked Hillary. She's obviously rigging this election.
Right.
So I think that the networks will call it for Hillary before 11 o'clock our time. But I think that he will never, when it's time for him to concede, and most presidents have conceded at this point, you know, but the time that most presidential candidates concede, I bet he won't do it. I bet he just refuses. Like they say, Mr. Trump, according to our calculations, you've got like 11 electoral votes. It's impossible for you to. I refuse to secede. This election is rigged. I could see that happening.
Right.
So that's my pick. My pick is 11 p.m. our time.
I pick midnight.
You're picking midnight our time.
Hey, it's me, Fake Jim.
No.
Oh, God. What is it,
Go
Fake
away.
Jim?
Hey, I want to put my time in.
All right, go ahead, Fake Jim.
Hey, I want to say Melania Trump is super. Yeah.
Thank you, Fake Jim, for noticing Melania Trump.
Hey, do you think she's healthy? Hey, Nikki, is she healthy?
What?
Do you think she's healthy?
Helping?
Healthy.
Healthy?
Yeah. Is Melania Trump healthy? Because I'm hoping she dies soon so I can see her up here in heaven. My ghost is
very healthy.
My ghost has been around. I was in New York City. She doesn't wear panties.
By the way, I could see Jim the photographer's ghost.
Mm-hmm.
If we do turn to ghost, or if we could turn to ghost when we die, I could see Jim's ghost floating around checking out, looking up women's skirts.
Look at her panties.
women, I don't want to make you feel violated. But right. If there's any ghost in heaven that's come back down to earth for the sole purpose of looking, of looking at you naked, it's Jim the photographer.
Nice.
Hey, ladies, if you ever feel a tickle or a little itch, that's me. Super.
And ladies, if you ever have an unexplained itch or an unexplained tickle at any time, just remember that's the ghost of Jim. Floating around your nether region.
Hey, plug my thing. Plug my thing.
What thing of his are we plugging? Nikki, do you know what the thing of his we're plugging?
I have no idea.
Hey, this is the anniversary of when I died. Aren't you guys going to do a special for me?
Oh, he's right. That's right. This is the anniversary of Jim's death is coming up.
Hmm.
By the way, it'll be 10 years.
Is that the now one?
No. 9 years. It'll be 9 years in a week or 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah, he died November 15th of 2007.
That seems so long ago.
I know, doesn't it? But it doesn't seem like he's been gone that long.
Mm-hmm.
That's because my ghost has been flying around the nether regions. Super.
It does. I mean, it does feel like he's, you know, it hasn't been 7 years, but it has been.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a shame.
Time flies.
Yeah. Good old Jimmy.
Yep.
He would. I swear. You know what? He definitely would be. I'm convinced of it. I really, you know, if his ghost could fly around, the ghost of Jim 100% would definitely be flying into women's bedrooms, flying into the women's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a bunch of ghost skin. What, where's Jim? Isn't what happened to Jim? Oh, he's hanging out in the girls' bathroom.
Dressing room.
Yeah. I could definitely see him doing that.
Right.
Where's Jim? Where's Jim? Mm.
I'm hanging out in the girls' bathroom. Yeah.
The girls' dressing room.
Mm. I prefer to hang out in, like, athletic training clubs. Because then you get the good-looking girls. The ones in shape. Mm. The girls that usually are shaved properly. Mm-hmm.
Jim didn't care.
I just walk right up to him and go, boo. Yeah.
Oh, well. I bet so many people
he would take it.
They're so thankful now that I got my toy. Our voice processor.
Offensive. I'm thankful you got it, too.
I put on Facebook, oh, the ghost of Jim the Photographer is on the show. People are going to be downloading the podcast like, oh, I can't wait. I got to hear this. And it's as disgusting as it is. Could you imagine if you're a fan of Jim the Photographer's, who's also a big Donald Trump supporter, and you're like, oh, I haven't heard this thing Ray's doing online, but they say they had Jim the Photographer's ghost on. So I think I'm going to check it out. And sure enough, they've just got people, they got to be going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
So what did I miss last week? Besides the Cubs winning.
Let me see. What did you miss last week?
I have a short-term memory loss.
I do. Yeah, I never know. You want to know the worst thing for me is after the show, I go and I put up the podcast, right?
You're like, what did we just talk about?
And I'm like, shit, what did we talk about today? I'm serious. A lot of the
time. I know.
It's like there's a lot of time that is spent with me going, oh, my God, what do we do, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not that we're doing nothing. I mean, we are doing nothing, but, you know. But I usually find things to talk about. So when you say, what did we do last week? I'm thinking, but there's nothing coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's coming up. It should, but nothing's coming up. You know, I wish I knew. Hold on. Let me go to my app. I've got the, if you have an Android phone, you can always send me a request for an app and I'll send you a free app. Let me see. Let me launch the disaster on demand.
How's Spanky doing?
We talked about the World Series. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, we were so nervous. Oh, my God. Yeah, you were out, and we were. That was good. And also the story of LaFleur the pug.
What was that?
Well, there was my wife left one of my dogs outside.
Oh, no.
On Wednesday. She left the dog outside. And
the blind one?
She left Chester, my dog Chester. She took him out to pee. And Max is the one who's sickly, you know. Mm-hmm. So she made sure she had to grab Max and she had to put him inside and stuff. And then she started something with Bella saying, Mom, I need you to, you know. So she ended up doing that. And then Bella decided she wanted to eat. So she had to run to the kitchen and try to make something and, you know. Because that's where my wife and I are different. Like, if my wife was out of town or something for business, mm-hmm. and I'm getting ready to take Bella to school, and she goes, oh, but I need something to eat. I'd say, okay, well, go to your ass to the kitchen and get something.
Right.
That's where my wife and I are different. My wife goes into the kitchen and makes her something, you know. So, anyway, she's doing all that. And then they grab their keys, and, you know, my wife's supposed to leave at a certain time. If they don't leave at a certain time, Bella will be late, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they run out of the house and take off. Well, while they were taking off, in our backyard was Chester.
Oh, no.
Like, she never remembered
to go. You found freedom.
Yeah, she never remembered to go get him. So we're in the middle of the show, and she sends me a text going, oh, my God, I left Chester outside. Now, every single day she sends me a text saying, I think I left the dogs outside. This is probably twice a week she does this. And I say, no, honey, you didn't leave the dogs outside. They're in the house. And I know this because Chester runs into the house after she lets him in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
While he's in the house, he runs to our bedroom where I'm still in bed.
Right.
And he jumps in bed with me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he does. When I wake up, I've got Chester basically trying to hug me. You know, he sleeps right next to me. And he cheats his way up, by the way. I don't know if you've ever had pets that do this, but pets are supposed to sleep down to your feet, you know?
Yeah.
Not Chester. He goes down, like, he comes in the bed, and then I tell him, go down to the feet. And he goes down to the feet. Then when I fall asleep.
You wake up next.
Or his mom falls asleep. He starts to cheat up, you know?
Yeah.
He starts slowly moving up the leg. Next thing you know, I wake up, I feel somebody's hand on my back, you know? and it's his paw. So I wake up every morning. Chester's right next to me, usually, you know. Sometimes he's not. You know, sometimes he falls asleep in the living room or dining room or something after he eats breakfast. Because my wife feeds him breakfast, you know. And so that morning, my wife texts me and goes, she goes, this time I mean it. This is serious. I'm positive I left Chester outside. She goes, I'm positive I did it. And I'm like, yeah, right. I'm thinking, oh, bullshit, you know. And sure enough, I'm like, you know, now that I think about it, he wasn't in the bed with me. And then when I walk from the bedroom to the office to do the show, except on Mondays I wake up early and I have to take Bella to school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but every other day of the week when we do the show, I walk from the bedroom to the office, and which is my studio, of course. And on the way, I see the dogs because Max sleeps right off the hallway in our dining room. He's got his little puppy bed, and that's where he sleeps every day. So I see him. And Chester, like I said, is either sleeping in the bed or there's another puppy bed that Chester sleeps in. So I could see him if I'm walking to the studio. And that morning, I didn't see him. So I was like, well, I didn't see him this morning. He wasn't in the bed. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm telling Spanky about it. So Spanky's like, what do you think? What do you think happened to him? And I go, I don't know. And then I start going, oh, my God, you know, he could get out of the fence. He could get out of that fence pretty easily. What if he got out? And these two gay guys down the street, he's got no collar on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Two gay guys down the street found him and took him in, fed him breakfast, gave him a new name. They called him Lefleur. And we had this whole tale going about Lefleur the pug. And so that was Wednesday. It was actually really good. The story was so intense that we now call Chester Lefleur, you know.
How funny.
So I actually had to go out and get him during the show. So. And I told Spanky, I said, I saw these nice guys, but they were trying to kidnap my pug, and they'd given him a new name of Lefleur, and they were on a two-man bicycle, and this is the dumbest story ever. So,
yeah.
And then there was the Tuesday show was a good one because it was titled Spanky Cannot Be Swayed. And so what I basically did is I tried to keep my sense about me. All right?
Yeah.
And while keeping my wits, I explained to Spanky, this is about Trump. All right? And I just explained, you know, why I wouldn't be voting for Trump. And I mean, like everybody else who's not a Trump supporter, you tell the supporters and you try to do it in a way so that they could see through it and maybe realize, well, he's not that good a guy. And Spanky, Spanky didn't realize shit. He goes, yeah, I know he's not the best. In fact, I know he's pretty shitty, but I'm still voting for him. Which is pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And we also learned of, on a Monday's Halloween show, we learned of Noid and how his Halloweens are, Little Noid, and how his Halloweens are, and we heard about and we heard about his another one of his pets. So yeah, that was last. So last week was actually pretty good. Now that I look back at it, you know, not bad.
Good.
Yeah, but we did miss you. And I think at one time we were whenever you miss, we always end up doing similar things where, you know, we discuss how sick you are and, you know, make our. Did you leave a voicemail today? A voice message for me?
It's nothing. I thought you had answered and then it went beep.
Oh, okay, good.
It doesn't have a message.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-mm. Oh, crap, I got to fix that.
It just sounds like picked up and nothing.
Anyone who calls in, I'm sorry. I didn't, I don't know that. I guess I should check that stuff. Yeah, so that's what last week was about.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you missed nothing. You missed nothing major.
Just the Cubs winning the World Series.
Well, yeah, except the Cubs winning, which is very cool.
And I had to take a walk during the eighth inning because my heart was pounding so hard and I couldn't breathe.
I want to tell you, it really, the Cubs winning really messed me up. I'm serious. I mean, I'm shooting straight here. I'm going through something. And I don't even know what it is. I am going through, I don't know if it's panic attacks or anxiety attacks or what it is. But I've been going through it. I mean, something's up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
I have one of my friends that predicted that.
Predicted what?
That a lot of fans feel that way.
I don't know if it was the Cubs or what brought it on, but I never had the problem. I've never had this problem before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wake, like in the middle of the night, I wake up and I can't, and I'm just terrified. Or not, I'm not terrified. It's like, I know I'm going to live and everything. I'm just...
I know what they're like. I used to have panic disorder.
I hate it. I feel like everything's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to get out of it. And I just feel all this stuff. And I'm like, man, I can't even explain what goes on. So I've been doing this now. And you want to know when this started? Was after the Cubs. A little bit during the series, you know, and before.
Yeah.
And after they won.
Because I raised your anxiety level so high.
I think there was a time last week where my daughter woke up and she was full-blown panic attack. Poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, they gave her medicine and she had to go to the doctor, you know, for something else. And while she was in there, they gave her medicine to take, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when they told her what to take, they told her the wrong dosage. So she was supposed to be taking half a tablet a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she somehow was taking like a couple tablets a day.
Oh, goodness.
So the medicine was given. And it was just supposed to be to be honest, I don't even know what the medicine is. It was some kind of medicine, calming medicine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it's for, you know. So my daughter, my daughter thinks. She's constantly thinking.
Like anxiety, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if it's anxiety, but she'll be thinking about homework or she'll be thinking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, her brain is constantly working. It never settles down. So mm-hmm. she can't sleep. So I think it might have been the sleep medicine. So she was taking too much of it or whatever, and she got this major anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And she woke up in the middle of the night and she was freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before.
So I got up with her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down next to her and I rubbed her head and rubbed her back and I talked to her. I talked to her for like 2 hours. And she said it just got her mind off of it. And that's the thing. I think when you're feeling that, you just got to get your mind off it.
Right.
Like I was feeling it last night really bad. I turned on the movie The Revenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. And I got so engrossed in the movie that I forgot I was going through whatever the hell I was going through. But hers happened right in the middle of the World Series.
Yeah.
And then whatever's going on, I mean, I'm 50 years old. I've never gone through this before. And now I'm having anxiety things or whatever it is. It's the craziest thing.
When I went to see my cardiologist on Friday, she told me that she had a patient have a heart attack during the World Series.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Did he live? Is he okay?
And she didn't say.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if he died? That's horrible. That's what
you did if you clocked out before it was time to find out they won.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, my God, you're right on the cusp. And I'll tell you, a lot of people, when the Cubs were down 3-1, there were a lot of people who said stuff like, well, it's over, and at least we made it, and blah, 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 you know. And who know? I mean, they came back and won it, but, you know.
It was the eighth inning that did it to me.
That stuff's tough. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
This is hard to watch.
But maybe that's what it is. Maybe, you know. Maybe that,
things have changed.
Maybe that's what triggered my my anxiety disorder or whatever the hell I got going on. So, you know, yesterday I tell my wife about it. So I kept it to myself. Now, I will say this. If you would have been on the show, Nikki, I would have talked to her about you. Well, I would have talked to with you and like the 800 people who download the damn thing, you know. Even though, because when I get on the show, I forget that there's a shitload of people listening. I only think about us.
Right.
And so I would have discussed it, and I probably would have been okay because I would have discussed it. So I go to discuss with my wife yesterday, you know. And my wife, she adores me. She loves me. She's, you know. But she's also, I think, in a way, sick of me, you know. So I go to tell her about it, and she just, you know.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't even know how to just, you know. Because I don't think she ever goes, through this, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm explaining, and I've never gone through it either, but so I'm trying to understand why it is that I'm doing this, you know. I'm like, I don't know, am I going crazy? What's wrong with me? Blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't know.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So she goes, oh, here. And she gives me this pill. And I'm like, what is this? And she goes, it's a Xanax. Next time you start feeling the way. She goes, next time you start feeling the way, just take one. And I go, well, I don't know. I don't know what this pill is. I'm not going to take this.
It's anti-anxiety.
She goes, will you trust me and take that pill? And I said, no, I'm not taking that pill. I don't know what it is. So last night I'm going through this horrible anxiety last night. You know, I was just, it wasn't consuming me like it was the night before, you know. It wasn't consuming me, but it was just, it's always there, you know. It's just there. Waiting to, you know.
Take the Xanax.
So I was afraid to take it. But my wife gave, she goes, here. Then she broke one in half. She goes, even try a half one if you need it. And I'm like, well, nobody has prescribed me this. I don't know, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she goes, take the freaking Xanax. And I'm like, I'm not going to take that. I don't know what it is. So she was like, oh, my God. You know, she was.
Yeah.
And she finally gets to the, I don't know how I can help you, you know, boy.
Right.
Because I'm so crazy.
Hey, it won't be long. I'm saving you the room next to mine. Super.
Thank you, Ghost of Jim.
It just relaxes you.
That's what I need.
Makes you quit thinking about the stuff you're thinking about.
Yeah. I like to figure stuff out on my own, you know.
You need a Xanax.
I've never taken a Xanax in my life.
So?
Well, how do I know the Xanax won't mix with stuff I already take? I mean,
it won't.
Oh, God.
And if you feel like it's too strong for you, drink some caffeine.
Well, how would it be too? How do you know if it's too strong?
You'll just feel like you're slobbery. Like you want to go to sleep really bad, you know, like to the point that you're going to drool.
Should I do that every day anyway? I mean, that's a natural thing for me. Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Let's see right now.
whatever it is, it's, oh, my God, terrible. So my wife's like,
take Xanax. Try like, the Xanax
just,
tonight.
Goes, take the effing pill.
That's how I would be. I don't understand. I think it's a man thing.
Well, no,
because
I'm just,
they're fixers, so they don't want to be fixed.
Well, no, I mean, well, my doctor.
That's why guys don't go to the doctors. They don't want to take strange medicine. They're just, because I dealt with this with Chris. When the first time they get his back went out,
right.
They're going to give him a prednisone shot. He's like, that's steroids. I don't want the shot.
Well, that'll help. I mean, he won't, you know.
It's like, it's going to shrink stuff and make me bulk up. And I'm like, shut up and take the damn shot.
You see,
the thing that he was saying, just I'm just like, are you serious? It's one shot.
Well, I just,
it's going to make your back quit swelling up.
I just want my doctor to, you know.
Well, then go to your doctor. She'll give it to you.
Well, that's what my wife's like. And I have my doctor's number and everything. But I don't want to bother my doctor. You know, I don't want to bother her. Because
she's a doctor, but she's also. Starting now.
Yeah.
With the holidays coming up.
What do you mean I'll need it? What are you saying? It's going to get worse?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to get worse.
Yeah, you'll think you're having a heart attack. It gets that bad.
No, really? I don't
want
that.
Yeah.
I'm going to. No. My wife's like, just call your doctor. I'm like, no, I'm not going to. I don't want to betray her. She goes, then she goes, oh, my God, just set an appointment. She goes, send her a message. Just send her an email.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to bug. My wife's like, oh, you deserve your fate.
Right.
Pig-headed.
I agree with her.
So what am I going to do? I'm basically going to call my doctor and say, hey, listen.
I'm having some anxiety issues. Is there anything you can help me out with?
This is what's going on. There's really something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with
I'm
you.
I'm really effed up. And my wife gave me Xanax and told me to take one.
Do you know what a panic attack is?
Yeah, I've never had a full-blown
adrenaline gets released for some stupid reason.
I've never had one. Never had a panic attack. I just have this weird feeling that I can't, that I'm not breathing properly, or you know, it just,
that's panic attack.
No, because I'm not. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I know
you
I'm
start hyperventilating
no,
a little bit.
No, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like that. It's just, I know I'm breathing fine now, but if I fall asleep, maybe I'll stop. That's all it is.
And it's also the feeling of being so into reality in the moment that it scares the shit out of you.
Yes, that's exactly. Thank you. That's a great description of what's going on. It's like, I just can't get out of my own head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, I've been like this now for like 3-4 days. Like I've even got it going on now a little bit, you know.
You need it. And when you talk about it, it'll help. It'll start doing it.
Well, that's why I'm talking about it now. I'm telling myself, son of a bitch, I should have kept on mother effing Trump. I wouldn't, you know, why did I get on this subject?
Take the damn Xanax.
So you're saying the Xanax would make me stop that?
Yes.
So I'm going to send my doctor a message and say, okay, listen, I'm going to take a Xanax because I
having some anxiety.
So I don't know if my doctor is going to yell at me and say, you can't take a Xanax, you know?
No. So I'll say, hey, I'll write you a script so you can have your own.
Right. Really? You think,
for when you need it.
She'll probably say, yes, you definitely need to do that.
Probably.
Maybe I will. Okay, so if I have it tonight, I'll take the Xanax.
There you go.
But if I'm not here tomorrow.
You'll be fine.
If I'm not here tomorrow, and if I die or something from the Xanax, it's on you.
Okay. I'm not faithful on it.
And if Donald Trump wins by one fucking vote, then everybody's going to know who to blame. And say, oh.
We'll all need Xanax.
Ray wasn't around to vote for Hillary. Are you voting tomorrow? Have you decided when and where? Did you go early?
I'm going tomorrow.
I'm going to go tomorrow, too. I just don't want to wait, you know?
Yeah. I'll probably go when I wake up after the show.
If Because there's nowhere to sit.
When I went for the primary, it was like hardly anybody in there.
Yeah, but it's
when
the,
I went to mine.
It's the
and we didn't have the problems of the missing ballots and all that stuff.
See, we did. We had that. That sucked.
So I would go earlier in the day before they run out of stuff.
Mm-hmm. There are, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people who weren't voting who voted during the primaries. I will tell you that.
I know. They went home and they didn't come back.
Yeah, but I mean, they were really for Trump, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way. I mean, I'm going to vote. I don't think there's any way in hell that Trump wins Illinois, but, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm still going to vote. And then I worry about, you know, downstate, the things that are our local things, you know.
Yeah.
But I am holding it against, I'll tell you what, I'm holding it against people. If they supported Donald Trump, you know, I'll vote. I don't vote so much for party on the other, you know, on the other ones. But if it's somebody who was vocal about supporting him, I will hold it against him. It's all, I'm serious. It's all like, well, you know, especially if you're a woman.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a woman, I find it, and I don't want to. I'm trying not to upset anybody, but if you are a woman,
it's appalling.
If you're a woman and you're out there supporting him with the stuff he said, I don't care how much you don't like Hillary Clinton. There's no way in hell that you dislike her more than you're selling out to.
And people that have children. How are you going to explain that?
I know. My daughter would lose 100% respect for me. She'd lose if she found out that I was the vote for Donald Trump. Oh my God, she'd lose all the respect.
We're talking about younger children. How do you excuse the things that he has said?
Yeah, so I mean, there's you know. So if I take a Xanax and die, and she loses by one vote, I just want you to remember, who would have tied it up?
My cat vote in your place.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to vote three times just to piss off the conservatives who are convinced that people are somehow, you know, did you see the woman who got arrested in Iowa? Like they've had people who have voted early. This is actually pretty funny. And every single one that they busted are Trump supporters.
Oh, that's funny.
And they say, it's so important that he wins. We're just trying to make it even. And they're like, what do you mean make it even? She goes, I know there are Mexicans out there voting three and four times.
Right.
So this woman near Des Moines, she went to several like different locations and voted.
How can you even do that?
I know. And they busted her for it. They said, you can't do that.
Because your name is at one location.
Yes. Oh, and I know of people who got the ballots. What are they called? How did I lose this name? The write-in vote. Not the write-in. When you're out of when I went to college, I voted with this. Shit. I don't, what do they call the stupid ballot? When you're out of town and you grab one.
Early registration, early voting.
No. It's an everyday name that's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm forgetting it.
I don't know.
Probably because of all the pills in my body. I'm sure there.
If you had a pill in your body, you could think clearly.
There are people out there listening right now, like going, "Oh, come on, dumbass! Do you not remember what it is?" Yeah. You know, it's an away ballot. When you're not going to be in town, you can get this and you mail it in. You know.
And okay.
By the way, they never count those. I mean, they might.
They count them like 3 months later.
Yeah, they count them after the election.
Right.
Which sucks because that's how our military votes.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I voted, that's how I voted because I was away at college. And I couldn't come back home to vote. So my very first vote, I was away at school and I filled one of these, you know. Absentee ballot thing. Mm-hmm. The absentee ballot is what it's called. And I filled that one out, and then I found out, yeah, they didn't even count them. I mean, eventually they did, you know.
Yeah, it's but, later.
But here's when they do it. Like, they have the total amount of absentee ballots that they've handed out. They know the number of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they go and Brent just put in absentee. Thank you, Brent. They put the number of absentee ballots they have it, and then they look at the races, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the race will say Clinton won by 150 votes, you know. And they look at the absentee ballots, and there's like 87 absentee ballots. So then they go to the next race, and they say, okay, this person won it by 94. And they're like, well, absentee ballots can't make it, so no. And unless somebody won by less than 150,
mm-hmm.
they don't count those ballots. They just won't count them.
Right.
So chances are mine wasn't counted.
Yeah.
But it did feel good to vote, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's
I know.
A little stiffer.
Yeah, they didn't, you know. There was no Macoupin County election that I was going to sway or. I wasn't going to. My first time I voted, it was Reagan versus, you know, Mondale. So that wasn't going to, you know. My vote wasn't going to be the one to put him over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure they didn't count my absentee ballot. But since then, I've gone to the polls and made my voice heard.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, I did. I voted absentee. Yeah, when I was in Syracuse, I had to vote absentee as well.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm sure that never got counted. You know?
I didn't get to vote last time because I had moved in November. And it was past the deadline to get registered.
Oh, you should have just kept the old one and voted. They wouldn't
know. That wouldn't be illegal. That wouldn't be right.
Yeah, they wouldn't know. And it's not, by the way.
I moved on Halloween.
If you moved from one house to another.
In a different county?
Yeah. Why, you could still vote. I know some people would say that's illegal, and technically it is, but. That shouldn't deny you.
Well, I wasn't going to do it.
Shouldn't deny you the right to vote. But yeah, I mean, that's people say voter fraud. Voter fraud is not, it doesn't happen that much.
No.
You know. And Donald Trump's out
there. The Dow jumped 250 points after FBI again clears Clinton.
Of course.
Just probably throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, that was a whole. I couldn't believe when they put that letter out. I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yep.
I'm like, "Why would you send this letter out publicly?" But you know, I guess from what I've read, it wasn't put out publicly. It was a message to the congressional committee that was investigating this.
Like 7 or 8 people, I think.
And Jason Chaffetz put it out.
Right.
The Utah, you know, who, by the way, I don't know if you watched John Oliver's show, but Chaffetz was a bigwig in one of these multi-level marketing schemes.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, and they kind of did it in passing, but I'm like, oh, my God, somebody should look at this guy. You know, I mean, because it's usually when someone's into that, you know, there's more to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are pyramid schemes. They really are. But anyway, yeah, they put that out. And then those guys made it public, the letter. And so now, but then yesterday, they put it out and they said, all right, she didn't do anything. You know, Saturday, I guess they put it out and they said whatever day it was. And they said, yeah, there's nothing there. So, you know, we dropped the investigation. And then people start freaking out. All the Trump people are like, "This is now it's rigged." And it's just, it's funny because this guy was, he's a horrible son of a bitch. And people were like, you know, he's a Republican, right? And they're like, he's not a Republican. That son of a bitch, he's nothing. And that was when in July when he said, hey, we've investigated this email thing. And there's nothing to it. There's nothing here.
Right.
So all the Republicans got really angry, you know. Not all of them, but, you know, just some of them, especially the Trump Republicans. And then he put out that letter, you know, a couple weeks ago, and they were like, this guy's a true patriot. What a hero. Like, Facebook, Facebook was great. It's like, James Comey is a true American patriot, a man knowing that the Obama administration would strip him of power and try to attack. He was even risking his life for doing this because he knows the Clintons kill people. And they're like, but yet he knew what was good for the country was him to put this out there. So they were all, you know, they were praising him like he was a hero. And so then this weekend he puts out the thing saying, well, we investigated it and there's nothing there.
Nope.
And then they were like, oh my God, it's rigged.
Yep.
This son of a bitch turncoat. They got to him. That's the thing I saw on Facebook. They got to him. It's like, who got to him? They got to him. The Clinton propaganda machine, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God. So, yeah, they got to him, everyone. So you should be worried because they got to him.
They're going to get to all these voters, too.
They'll get to everyone. Yeah. So, I mean, nobody can be surprised about it. And then, so the funniest thing I saw was this general goes on Twitter. And he says, there's no way they read through that many emails to find out.
Well, they said a lot of them were duplicates.
Yeah.
And by or the, didn't even come from her
the funniest thing is a guy who's pretty much remained out of this, Edward Snowden, who lives in Russia and who probably is now going to Russian jail for doing this. He probably, because Putin, I'm sure Putin didn't like it. He goes on to Twitter to answer Trump's claim that it's impossible to search that many emails.
Yeah.
And he says, literally, any email server, there's a search box.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the designated call signs for classified emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the ones that he hacked.
Yep.
And he said, you literally put whatever CC, you know, / CC or whatever, and hit search.
Yeah.
And anything that's, that, you know, there was several designations for classified. I don't know. I'm just remembering the C, whatever he put up, you know. And he said, and hit search. He goes, computers can check, you know, it'll check, you know, 1,000 emails.
I had 3,000 emails and I went through and had it cleaned up in like 45 minutes.
Yeah. He said, if you put a search in, you do it and it'll take, you know, an hour and they'll have searched all the emails and tell you if it's in there. And then you pick something else. And he goes, so it's not that hard. It doesn't, you know, because Trump's people had said, by their estimation, it would take 650,000 minutes or 650,000, you know.
Right.
They had it estimated down to like it's going to take a year or whatever to read all these. And so Snowden goes on there and tweets, no, it's just not. You know, you could pick pick 1,000 words and put in a search engine and, you know, and it'll do the work for you. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they also looked at where because I guess what it was is, it's looking like now they grabbed Wiener's computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they start looking through it and they see Huma Abedin also used it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, whose account is this? And they open up her account and they start reading emails. And then they saw an email from Secretary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, wait a minute. And then they saw another one. They went, uh-oh. And then they said, this contains this. We can't read it without a, you know, a warrant. And so I guess they went to a judge and the judge said, yeah, we'll give you a warrant. Go ahead and read them. And then they decided to go public with this letter. Say, we're going to reopen the Hillary Clinton investigation. So the only reason it was reopened or the only reason they did it is saying,
it's because her name popped up.
Yeah, that's it. It was a just in case thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the emails were,
it didn't need to be blown out of proportion.
And the emails were every single email that had been on that computer.
Right.
And they were just looking at the emails where, you know, Anthony Weiner showed pictures of his dong to, like, a 16-year-old girl or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing was horrible. And she was, I mean, even the polls showed that she was, it was really starting to affect her. And Hillary Clinton, when she came out, she said, there's nothing there. She goes,
right.
She goes, I know what I sent. There's nothing there. And I'm sure, by the way, it, wouldn't she just text, you know?
Yeah. No.
You know, like if you and I are, say we're doing this and we get some information or whatever, I wouldn't send it to you over the computer. I'd send it to you maybe through Facebook.
Right.
But I'd send you a thing on Facebook saying, hey, text me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd text you the private stuff. I wouldn't put the private stuff out there where anybody could see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just get rid of the phones. You know, good luck finding
the phone.
Yeah, good luck finding the SMS. So I'm not denying that. I'm sure there were things that she wrote that she shouldn't have, but she didn't send it in an email.
Right.
And by the way, they were like, she always sent her email through a private server, blah, blah, blah. Let me just point out to all the people that work for her, they had state email, or they had federal emails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have private servers. She's the one who had the private server at her house. So if they wanted to get her emails, just get who they were sent to, you know. Go after mm-hmm. all of them. And they did. They subpoenaed so many of them. Read their emails and found nothing. You know, you have meetings. People have meetings in person if they're going to discuss yeah. something private. They don't send an email or they text, you know. So anyway, they dropped it, and then the people got really mad again at James Comey. He was faking all the time. He was never with us, is what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read one. I saw a good one. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Who was it? Who was it? One. Hold on, I'm checking this guy's to make sure it's him because he had a good one. Oh yeah, like here. They basically were saying that that James Comey was threatened. So he, you know, he backed off the investigation because they, you know, the Democrats found something on him.
They need their tinfoil hats adjusted.
Yeah. They've got it, you know.
Right.
And that it was a setup to get people focused on it and then intentionally clear her. That it was a setup all along. Comey was in on it. Did you know that? Did you know he was in on it? This is amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
And then here's a good one. Fritz, I don't know, my buddy Fritz, had an FBI, he put an FBI badge up.
Uh-huh.
And then it had favoritism before integrity.
Oh, jeez. He's a bit loopy. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, he is. Favoritism before integrity. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so there you go. I saw Badge yesterday, though. It was pretty funny. So, yeah, the election's tomorrow, then there'll be no more Trump talk.
I hope not.
I think there will be. I think there will be because he's going to...
he's not going to give a concession speech.
That's what I mean. I think that's what we'll be talking about next.
And then he's going to sue somebody.
I think there's going to be... Listen, no matter what, there's going to be people...
Not happy with
yeah,
the results.
There are people out there who are somehow convinced that everything is rigged, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is rigged. And no matter what happens, unless it's something that they want to hear. I mean, seriously, let me ask you something. This is you and me talking.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump wins.
I'm going to cry.
Right. But in like a day or two, you're like, eh, what the hell? You gotta, you know, what the hell? I guess we'll have to live with it. Because I know me.
I will have anxiety attack.
Well, I know, but here's the deal. You're still going to live here. You're not going to have a protest.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're not
going to. I don't have millions of dollars to just go live in Europe for 4 years.
Are you going to grab a gun and have a rebellion and become part of some?
No.
All right. Well, there's the difference. Like if Trump wins, I'll sit down that night and I'll go, ah, shit. Well, that sucks. Oh, well, I guess I got to get used to this. And then the next day, I'd go about as if my life, you know, nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else do you do? There's nothing else you can do. You voted and you lost. Big deal. Let's hope that because whoever wins, all right. People got to remember this, and Obama's made this. I thought Obama's done a good job of talking about this. Whoever wins, they're the president of everybody. Not just the president of people who voted for him.
Right.
And he's had to remind his party of this, you know, because Democrats have gotten mad at him for putting through some stuff that's very pro-Republican. And he's like, hey, I'm the president of everybody. I'm not just the president of liberals. I'm the president of the entire country. And whether you want to admit it or not, you know, half the country's conservative, half the country's liberal. I've got to be the president for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so whoever it is, they're going to be the president, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot of things where you have to become a fan of the person that you didn't vote for. So that's what I'd be like. I'd be like, whatever, you know. Clinton didn't win. That sucks. But, oh, well, we'll get over it. And now we'll respect President Trump. I mean, that's what I'll do anyway.
Right.
So I think when it's over, it's just over.
Yeah.
Now, if somehow people refuse to follow that, then that's on them, you know. But the winner will be the person who is the president of everybody. So you get mad the day of, and it's interesting to talk about leading up to it. It might be interesting if whoever loses refuses to lose, you know,
mm-hmm.
as threatening to sue everybody and claiming the system is rigged or whatever. But don't you get the feeling like, I mean, the loser of this, part of the person who loses this, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's got to be a part of them that's going, oh, thank God I lost. You know? Really? You know, between either Clinton or Trump, they might be saying, oh, like, you know, if they were to somehow lose, they'd be like, oh, I'm upset, but, oh, God, I'm really not. You know, like, oh, thank God. Now when everything fucks up, they're not going to blame it on me.
Right.
So I don't know. And it just seems that people in the United States of America, we do change pretty quick, you know. And I was being told by a bunch of people they weren't going to go see Doctor Strange, the comic book movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just didn't look blah, blah, blah. It made $85 million.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a ton of movie. For a movie opening in November, that's a ton of money. In other words, it did just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, wouldn't it be cool to see a record number of people voting, though, tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we'll see. So your prediction, midnight is when they will call it. I say they call it early. I bet they call it 11.
They say midnight.
I do think it's going to be a blowout, but I could be wrong.
I think it's going to be close.
I'll tell you, I think that women and Latinos are showing up. Like, you see the early voting numbers, like
mm-hmm.
in Nevada and places where Latinos are really heavy. Oh my God, they all went. My people are not. I know, and I hear all the time from conservatives, and maybe the conservatives in Texas or somewhere, you know, in Texas or Arizona, those conservatives, Latinos might be voting for Trump, but all over the rest of the country, And it doesn't matter if you're born in Mexico or not, you know. And I'm living proof.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Chicago. And I'm second generation American on my mother's side. I'm long on my dad's side. Jesus, you know. My dad's family was here before the fucking country was, before it was the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fought in a Revolutionary War. But even on my mother's side, the Mexican side, because that's the one that's driving the decision, I'd never vote for, you know, the second he attacked Mexicans, forget it. I'm not going to vote for him. And most of my people are over here, you know, and my relatives. And if you go on Facebook, you can see some of my relatives who live in Mexico that regularly post on my page, you know, or they regularly, you know, comment and stuff. They could come over here when they want. They just have to, they have to apply and blah, blah, blah. And they could come and visit whenever they want. They get a temporary visa, come in, go back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not even talking about them. I don't even have, there's no people in my family that do illegally come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very middle-class or well-to-do family in Mexico, you know. They're not going to leave Mexico to come here.
Right.
You know, they've all got jobs and lives. And people seem to think, this is what gets me about Americans. They seem to think Mexico is some third-world country that where people, you know, have, they don't own shoes and they live in, you know, in filth.
There are parts of there that are like that because I've been there.
Well, yeah, there's parts of it.
But that's not where the majority of the people are at.
I mean, I got news for you. Here in the United States, there's places like that.
Right.
So, but in
Appalachians.
If for some reason people here in America feel that every single person that lives in Mexico is like that, and that's not the case.
Right.
You know, Mexico City has millions. It's one of the biggest.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest cities in the world.
Been there.
And the majority of people just, they live regular lives like all of us.
Like any other city.
Yeah. And they have, you know, they have running water and they have indoor toilets.
Yep.
And they watch TV, you mm-hmm. know. They go to movies. They watch sports.
They have shopping malls.
They have shopping malls. And there's no terrorism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like us, except they speak a different language. But then there'll be cities in the desert areas, because they do have deserts there, mm-hmm. where you're not wealthy. There's some poor people.
Yep.
And those are the people that break into the United States because they're trying to make money.
Yeah.
But
it's also not Mexico. It's El Salvador
and Central America. Yeah.
Guatemala.
And South America, too. I mean, there have been people, like from Venezuela and stuff, who have...
They come up through Mexico.
Yeah, they come up through. And, you know, people from Guatemala, like Central America especially, is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there's South Americans, like... you ever been to... You ever been to Miami?
No. Like, but not too.
I've been to Miami, and every other person you meet is like, where are you from? It's like a Colombia or a Brazil... Costa Rica. It's like every freaking person I meet's from another place.
Right.
It's from South America. So, I mean, people are and they're fine. But somehow, there's people who believe that the country right next to us, in Mexico, is just millions of unwashed, you know,
mm-hmm.
non-shoe-owning people. Whose only goal in life is to break into the United States and get an illegal job and vote. Because they seem very afraid that illegal aliens are going to be voting for, you know.
They're very afraid. They're not afraid of Canadians.
I saw something the other day, like, Obama's lined up millions of illegal aliens to come and vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, you go to the polls around here. I go to the polls around here. How the hell is an illegal person supposed to vote?
Right.
How do they vote? They're not registered?
Mm-mm.
What are they going to do? Just keep giving fake names till they go, my name is John Smith. I'm sorry, what's your name? John Smith. Oh, here you are. What's your address is yours?
That one.
Four? I don't see a four. Oh, yes. Washington Street. You know. Well, here it is right here. John Smith on Washington. Well, I'll be darned. Here's your ballot, sir. In fact, let me give you an extra one in case you lose one. Hey, thank you. That's not what's going on. That's not what's happening. Anyway.
That's crazy.
Tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the big voting day.
Right.
Oh, well. All right, what the hell else happened this weekend? It wasn't politics related.
Nothing.
Let's see. My panic attack, my anxiety problems, we talked about that. Oh, I know what I got to talk. Oh, my goodness. Well, Nikki, I don't know if you have seen it, but have you shared the announcement from K&S Cleaning Service?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's what you missed last week.
What's that?
Well, we announced K&S Cleaning Service, by the way, bringing you today's episode of The Morning Disaster, that, and this is really cool, they announced that you can win a cleaning for the person you're most thankful for.
Aww.
On November 7th.
Thankful for me.
Yeah, or you can keep it for yourself. On November 17th, The Morning Disaster is going to be sending a message to one lucky person like you who has shared a post that we have put out on the Facebook page. All right? All you have to do is take this post. If you haven't seen it, we'll put it up on the Facebook page again today. We're putting it out daily. One lucky person who has shared the post will then be called by Nikki and Marvin and I. And they will then have to call us back in 5 minutes. If they do, they'll win the prize. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They will get a cleaning. Awesome. They'll get an awesome cleaning for like the living room, dining room, kitchen, you know, all that stuff in order to prepare for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's awesome.
And listen, if you don't want to give it to a loved one or someone you're thankful, maybe you're not thankful for anyone but yourself, keep it. Then keep it.
Right.
And so maybe you're not the grand prize winner. Some people go, oh, I'm not the grand prize winner, so I'm not going to try it. No, try it, because even if you're runner-up, there's runner-up prizes of like a basket with cleaning supplies, towels, sponges, lotto tickets. And a free general cleaning.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of things. Anyway, it's K&S Cleaning Service. You can find their Facebook page. You can like that. And then we just ask that you share this post. You share this post from the K&S Cleaning Service page, and you'll be eligible to win this fantastic prize we're giving. It's K&S Cleaning Service, 556-8915. That's 556-8915. All right. There you go.
Sounds great.
Yeah, we want to thank them, too. It is awesome. Mm-hmm. K&S Cleaning Service provides a thorough cleaning at affordable prices. So thank you. Make sure you guys forward that. Share it to everybody. I will put it up again on the Morning Disaster page. All right, I'll put it up again on the Morning Disaster page right after the show. And by the way, I'll show you the interact. You know how your reach, you know, the amount of people who have been engaged with the post.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is from Friday. I put this up Friday, or I'm sorry, no, we put it up. We talked about it Thursday. We went on mm-hmm. Thursday. Spanky and I talked about this and told everybody it was coming. We then put it up. I put it up on Saturday, okay? So mm-hmm. in one day and a half, the amount of engagements is almost 1,300 people.
That's awesome.
Is that insane or what?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. So get on there, find that post, and share it. Because we're not picking out of the 1,300 people who saw it. We're going to pick from the dozens of people who have shared it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you share it, and then you'll be eligible to win this grand prize. So very excited about it.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And some of the sponsors
This is Spanky's idea. We've got like a, you know, these places where they have like the slot machines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find the laws, and there's laws for like actual radio stations, you know, that are over the air. We're technically not over the air. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's nothing that prevents us from giving away like a bag of quarters to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you'll be able to go to a place. We're talking to some now. We're trying to figure out which one, you know, we're trying to figure out who we're going to pitch this to. I'll have to get with TJ. I'm sure it's probably going to be like a one company or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to pitch it to give away like, you know, a little bag of quarters. And you get to go in and play the slots.
Sounds like fun. I like slots.
Yeah. So because you wouldn't be getting anything free, you'd be getting the quarters, but it's your choice what to do with them. You put them all in the slot, things, the games. That's up to you. And if you in turn hit and you end up getting like $1,000 or, you know, that's on you. So we were trying to find laws that keep us from doing it. I don't see anything that keeps us from doing it.
It wouldn't be any different than buying a lottery ticket for somebody.
Yeah, and you can't do that, but you can't do that on regular radio.
Right.
But internet radio, we don't. There's no laws against it.
Hmm.
Internet radio and podcasting. Like, for example, you know, on regular radio, there are things you can't, you know, there are just things you can't advertise. Like cigarettes. You can't advertise cigarettes on regular radio, but on internet radio, you can. Now, I'm not a proponent of cigarettes, so we're not going to do it. But I'm saying, you know, at the same time, I don't think cigarette advertising forces people to smoke. I think if you smoke, you smoke. And if you don't, you don't, you know. Same with marijuana. I just think, you know, if you do, you do. And if you don't, you don't. But, you know, you can't put that on the radio, but you can on internet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just things out there that, you know, we'll be able to do. And I love this K&S cleaning service. We wanted to see how this one worked, how it turned out, so that we can do another one, you know, with other companies as well.
Right.
And the K&S cleaning service is going very well. People are sharing it. And I think that, you know, we're now confident that anything that we put up from any business is now going to work.
That's awesome.
You know how it is, because I know how many people listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've worked on FM radio stations and AM radio stations. I know, you know, I know what their numbers were, and I now see what our numbers are, and we're not comparable with like an FM radio station, but I'll tell you what we got's pretty good. There's no podcast in the area that has what we have.
Nope.
Fingers crossed that some do. You know, as you know, I don't dislike any podcast. I like them. And there's some I listen to all the time, and I'm hoping and praying that they continue growing, you know. But I think right now in the world of internet radio and podcasts, we're doing really good. We're doing really well.
Good.
So we might as well get out there and help our listeners give some stuff away. So there you go. Let's see. Oh, speaking of other podcasts that I like, and I don't have this ready today, but I got to get this ready because I was going to do it this weekend and get caught up. Rage had another blow up on, on Mayhem Unleashed, the podcast that TJ does. He did a top five list. Let me get this. I'll read it what it was. They did a top five list for Rage. I'm sorry, top 10 list. And so we're going to take we got the audio of it. So I'm going to take and edit it so you can hear. So you can hear the, and I guess he hung up on it. What else is new, by the way? But it was so upsetting to Rage, he hung up and refused to, you know. Hey, man, I ain't talking about this, man. And he hangs up the phone. You know how he is.
Yeah.
So and I think, I'm not sure. Like I said, I have to look. I think they bring up another, you know, pay Sarah Jane moment, with which Rage hates, because that's something that happened in the Breaking Curfew show. So. Yeah. Anyway, that's another bit. I'll be playing that this week. I'm going to take that and finish editing it down and put that as a segment, all right? Because the election's almost over. When the election's over, you know.
Then what are we going to do?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to talk about that anymore. So there you go. I think I've filled everybody in on everything, and at least I hope I did. And I thank you all for listening. Tomorrow we'll be on regular time. And hopefully some good things will come from it. Make sure to give to our Patreon site. Give to the Patreon site. And put the word out. Tell people, give it a listen. Tell people to listen. Just give them a try. Just give us a try.
Hey, tell them that it's me at Augusta Gym. And if they give it a listen, I'll fly by the house in the middle of the night. And I'll have my ghost. I'll fly through their nether regions, and they'll get a little tickle in either their penis, in their penis, or their pussy.
Oh,
it's even more gross than Donald Trump saying it.
Hey, I was grabbing girls by the pussy long before Donald Trump. Yeah.
Thank you, Ghost of Jim. Thank you, Ghost of Fake Jim.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I like to grab guys by their junk, too. Yeah.
On that note.
I know. We're going to wrap it up. By the way, I was afraid. I'm really hesitant to do that. I was always hesitant to do that bit, you know, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm making fun of Jimmy, but that's pretty good when he says that.
I'm gonna fly by your house tonight and I grab your pussy. Yeah, soup.
I don't think so.
Hey, super pussy.
I just got another call.
All right, we'll wrap it up. You're right. Oh my God, I just looked at the time. Yeah, it's almost 10:30. All right, thank you for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with another fine edition of the morning disaster. Yay!
Wow.
Bye, Nikki. Oh, my goodness.